This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency said Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhia nuclear plant is facing perhaps a more dangerous phase after seeing increased military activity and damage to the surrounding area during a visit to the site Wednesday.
We have to step up our efforts to get to some agreement on the protection of the plant.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been pushing for a demilitarized zone at the Russian-held power station, which has come under repeated shelling. But he said he was putting aside this plan so he could propose specific protection measures acceptable to both Moscow and Kyiv. Zaporizhia is Europe's largest nuclear facility. Pope Francis is in a hospital in Rome. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Vatican says the Pope will be at the Gemelli Hospital for several days with a respiratory infection. He's had difficulty breathing over the last few days. A Vatican spokesman says the Pope does not have the coronavirus. The 86-year-old had part of one lung removed when he was young. Francis spent 10 days in the same hospital in 2021 to have part of his colon removed. The hospitalization comes days before the start of Holy Week in the Catholic Church, leading up to Easter. President Biden told reporters at the White House he's learned of Francis's health problems and said he was concerned about his dear friend. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexican authorities say 8 employees or officials are being investigated for possible misconduct at a migrant detention center where a fire killed 39 detained men. Video shows guards hurrying away from the smoky fire, apparently without trying to free detainees. Anger and frustration following the blaze in the northern border city of Ciudad Juarez boiled over Wednesday as hundreds of migrants walked to a U.S. border gate hoping to make a mass crossing. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping onto the front lines of the battle for democracy in Africa. Harris is spending time Thursday in Tanzania as it makes fragile progress towards restoring its reputation as a more inclusive government. Samia Suluhu Hassan, Tanzania's first female president, has undone some of the East African country's more oppressive policies, including lifting a ban on opposition rallies. Harris is the first woman to serve as U.S. vice president, and her meeting with Hassan will be a noteworthy show of support from Washington as the United States deepens its outreach to Africa. Meanwhile, Sudan's political deadlock continues as military leaders try to retain control of the country instead of handing it over to civilians. People tell VOA it is having a negative impact on their standard of living. Henry Wilkins reports from Khartoum.
A recent overhaul relating to the state's finances has led to criticism that the military government, which analysts say is inherently corrupt, is attempting to gain more control of the economy. Sudan's links to Russia and the Kremlin-linked paramilitary group Wagner have been well publicised in the media. A report by the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, an investigative journalism non-profit, found Wagner working with political and military figures in Sudan to exploit the country's gold. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
West Virginia was one of two U.S. states on Wednesday to approve legislation to impose certain restrictions on transgender young people. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has that story.
In West Virginia, Republican Governor Jim Justice has signed a bill banning gender-affirming care for minors. West Virginia joins at least 10 other states that have enacted laws restricting treatments for transgender youth. The bill outlaws minors from being prescribed hormone therapy and fully reversible puberty blockers. It also bars minors from receiving gender-affirming surgery, something physicians say doesn't even happen in West Virginia. Unlike measures in other states, however, West Virginia's law contains a unique exemption. It permits doctors to prescribe medical therapy if a teenager is considered at risk for self-harm or suicide. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. First Lady Jill Biden was among the hundreds of people who gathered at a vigil Wednesday in the southern U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, to mourn the 3 children and 3 adults killed in a shooting at a private Christian school on Monday. Nashville Mayor John Cooper called the shootings at the Covenant School our worst day. Earlier in the day, Pope Francis sent his condolences to the city and offered prayers for those affected. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.